When the air in Arvin is especially bad, thick with smog and particulate matter, even Bear Mountain, just 5 miles away, fades into a grayish-brown haze. But on days like that, when other residents of this small farming community stay indoors out of concerns for their health, Bianca Santoyo goes outside and starts to work.
I have problems when I breathe in. Like, you have those burning eyes and I cough a lot. But the work has to be done. If I have to do it, I'll do it. I don't care. It's my community and it has to be fixed.
Santoyo is putting her own health at risk out of a concern for her community and the health of her neighbors. She's the coordinator of a new program from the Committee for a Better Arvin and a Bay Area environmental group called Global Community Monitor. It's called the Arvin Bucket Brigade. But instead of a volunteer firefighting battalion, as the name might imply, this group is focused on a different menace to the community, air pollution. 10 volunteers with the group carry large plastic buckets around with them, complete with a set of gear that would make a science geek envious. When they come to a location with especially poor air quality, they take an impromptu sample. Santoyo gave us a demonstration.
The process that we do it, we have a bucket. I'll show you right now. Where you place the bag and you hook it up to it and start sucking out the air. And we have a vacuum. We suck out all the air.
Santoyo uses a small handheld vacuum cleaner hooked up to some tubing to make sure there's no air left in the plastic bag. It's a process that takes 5 minutes, so we've skipped over some of the steps in the interest of time.
And after the 5 minutes, we open the little valve from the sample bag. It starts to expand, and it grabs all the air, contaminating air. Close it up, and write the location, and place it in the bucket until we get a box from FedEx, and we send it out in the lab.
The volunteers receive training from Global Community Monitor and document their steps with photos and a written chain of custody. The data goes to another scientist for analysis.
It's reliable data. The community members have all been trained on how to use it, as well as trained on quality assurance and quality control methods.
That's Global Community Monitor's Jessica Hendricks, who helps run the program, which is active in 25 states and 27 countries. She says it began over a decade ago when Aaron Brockovich and another lawyer were overcome by noxious gases near an oil refinery.
You know, knowledge is power. The more the community knows, the more informed they're going to be, and they have a right to know what they're breathing, and this is what is allowing them to achieve that.
And at least according to the Arvin Bucket Brigade, the results are alarming. Much of the group's attention is focused on a garbage compost facility just west of town called Community Recycling. Hundreds of truckloads of food waste from Southern California are trucked to the site every day. Santoyo believes the plant is polluting the air with dangerous gases, known as volatile organic compounds.
One of the high ones is hydrogen sulfide. It's really bad for our air. It brings pulmonary problems, respiratory problems.
The Committee for a Better Arvin says that in July 2012, it detected hydrogen sulfide levels near the facility of over 4 times the level the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment sets for acute exposure to the gas. And the reported readings were 18 times higher than the level for chronic exposure. But not everyone has confidence in the group's do-it-yourself approach to air monitoring or the way that data is being interpreted.
I think more information is always helpful, you know, and hopefully we can do what we can to make sure that the group is assisted in any way that they can do what they're hoping to do in a more technically sound fashion. You know, it's tricky when you mix activism with science, and sometimes information is not properly communicated with the public. So we have to be careful with that regard.
That's Syed Sadreddin, the executive director of the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District.
And even if you take what they have measured on the surface and without question in the methodology and accepting the numbers, the concentrations that they are measuring at the boundary of the facility is well below the health thresholds for the pollutant that they're measuring.
Different agencies have different standards for measuring exposure to the gas and the period of exposure. But everyone does agree on one thing. hydrogen sulfide is dangerous. In fact, last October, two brothers who were working at community recycling, Armando and Hilario Ramirez, died after inhaling the gas. Armando Ramirez was just 16 years old. Cal OSHA fined the company over $150,000, and the Kern County Board of Supervisors revoked the plant's conditional use permit. Activists like Sal Partida thought that would be the end of community recycling. In his office in downtown Arvin, he points to a picture on the wall of the site of the accident.
So those two boys died right there with a group of people. There's a hole in there, and that's where they were found, brain death, after they were breathing the hydrogen sulfide.
But the company appealed, and the plant is still operating. Partida says he wants the plant to close.
All the trash and all the garbage that they got here is from L.A. I don't want no more trash. I don't want no more problems with smell, all the flies that we get over here, papers, we get everything.
Sad Redden says the workers who died and the samples taken by the bucket brigade are two different issues.
That's not to minimize, you know, what happened on the facility about a year or so ago. The concentrations that were, you know, experienced in that tunnel or whatever that the two workers were exposed to were basically were high enough to cause instantaneous, unfortunately, demise of those individuals. So it's important to distinguish that, you know, what might have happened within the facility at the particular location from what the air district looks at, which is outside of the fence line of the facility and also in the community there.
He says the district has investigated the facility in the past and didn't find any major issues.
I'm not aware of any major violations by the facility. I know we did a study about 2 years ago where we looked at what pollutants are emitted from that facility and tried to see if there were any traces of those pollutants downwind in the city of Arvin, and we were not able to show any traces of those elements that are coming out of the facility.
Gustavo Aguirre from the Center for Race, Poverty, and the Environment, who also assists with the Bucket Brigade, says the project isn't just about the data. It's also about drawing attention to the issue and being proactive in taking on what they believe is a major source of pollution.
And looking for options, how can we influence the authorities to take more proactive action and more effective steps in cleaning our air and facing this issue that looks like they don't want to do more than the minimum.
Sal Partida says that no matter how long it takes, the Committee for a Better Arvin will continue its work despite the critics.
It may be 5 years, 10 years from now, but I know that we're going to see it, because we're not going to let up on the efforts that we're putting up now until we see that day, until we see that the sky is clean and the air is flowing and we'll be able to breathe easier without any respiratory problems or asthma or any other diseases that are coming around as a result of the bad air.
And in the coming months, Arvin's Bucket Brigade might get some new neighbors. Global Community Monitor says the Arvin Project is an experiment, and the group hopes to start similar projects in communities throughout the San Joaquin Valley. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.